Editorial for July 11, 2024. Canada should be wary of the rightward move in Western countries. Canada's immigration policies sustain financial hardship for racialized migrants. In Canada, financial difficulties are increasingly widespread, with significant impacts felt among racialized migrants due to the country's immigration policies. Recent statistics from Statistics Canada reveal that nearly 1 in 3 Canadians struggled to make ends meet in the past year. Among immigrants arriving after 2005, this figure rises sharply to almost 43%. The burden of financial strain falls disproportionately on immigrants from Asia and Africa, highlighting stark disparities compared to their counterparts from the United States and Europe, who report the least financial hardship. This disparity underscores systemic issues within Canada's immigration framework that exacerbate financial vulnerability for racialized communities. Community organizers at the Immigrant Workers Center attribute these challenges to Canada's deliberate immigration policies. They argue that Canadian companies' practices often contribute to displacement in migrant workers' home countries. Organizations like Caritas Canada have noted that resource extraction and environmental degradation by Canadian firms frequently force communities to leave their homes in search of livelihoods elsewhere. The organizers go on to say that Canada's involvement in these displacements creates a pool of vulnerable, displaced workers who are susceptible to exploitation. This situation not only endangers immigrants but also fosters conditions where employers can keep wages low and working conditions poor. It is underpinned by a mentality that views migrant labor as a bottomless resource pool, available at ever-decreasing costs and willing to accept harsh working conditions. Central to this issue is the system of closed work permits, which ties migrant workers to specific employers. The Immigrant Workers Center argues that this arrangement intensifies the power disparity between employers and workers, leaving the latter trapped and unable to seek better conditions elsewhere. Since September 2023, the House of Commons Committee on Immigration has been examining the implications of closed work permits. A recent Senate report recommended phasing out these permits, citing concerns about their impact on worker mobility and vulnerability to exploitation. The committee has received multiple briefs advocating for and against changes to immigration laws, with stakeholders such as Food and Beverage Canada emphasizing the importance of compliance with labor standards while defending the use of employer-specific permits for regulatory oversight. However, advocates remain steadfast in their belief that closed work permits perpetuate exploitation and limit workers' ability to improve their conditions. The real solution lies in creating good jobs that empower workers, regardless of their immigration status. The key question is not merely whether a job is good or bad, but rather the degree of agency and power that workers have in shaping their work environments. The debate over Canada's immigration policies is not just a matter of bureaucratic regulation, but a fundamental issue of human rights and economic justice. It calls into question how Canada balances its economic interests with its obligations to uphold fair labor practices and protect vulnerable populations. As the discourse continues, the voices of advocates are crucial in shaping policies that aim to create equitable opportunities for all workers, irrespective of their national origin or immigration status. In pursuit of a more just and inclusive society, Canada must confront these systemic challenges head-on, ensuring that its immigration policies uphold dignity, fairness, and respect for all who call this country home.